Well, hello there, you good and wonderful folk of Audio Boom, as it's now called. Facebook and Twitter, welcome along. Good morning. It is actually a Tuesday morning, and yours truly is doing the first audio post-shoulder operation. Yes, we had a shoulder stabilisation operation on the right shoulder a week ago today. It was actually supposed to be today. Today was the original date for the operation, but when I went to a pre-op assessment clinic, you fill out this questionnaire, and they say one of the questions said, if you're able to come in early, would you like an early op? So, okay, so tick the box, so ka-ching, and luck would have it, there was a cancellation last Tuesday, so we went for that one. So, about this time last week, I was literally twiddling my thumbs. Literally, but I'll get on to that in a minute. I'm jumping the gun a bit. So I'm in a green Velcro sling at the moment, which annoyingly I've got to wear on my right arm and shoulder for the next 3 weeks. Okay, which is a little bit annoying because being right-handed, it is a little bit. So, I mean, I can move, as I'm demonstrating there, which is not all that good because obviously this is audio and you can't see it. But I can move the right wrist, and that's about it, and use the right hand. Thankfully, I've got this sling outside the clothing, which I am eternally grateful for, because I've had it before, when I used to just clip the right shoulder and have it under the clothing, and you've got no use of the right hand or arm at all. And when you're right-handed, that's just a teensy-weensy bit inconvenient, to put it mildly. So I've got the sling over the clothing, and all I had to do is take it off, to get the clothing off and put it back on when I'm in bed at night, obviously take it off to bathe in the morning. And in fact, I've got to go to my GP surgery in Bedminster the next Tuesday afternoon to have the stitches, because it'll be 14 days since the op, and the stitches were still there. I've got 3 little stitches in my right shoulder at the moment, with a padded dressing which was put on post-op Tuesday evening. Obviously they put one on when I came around in recovery, presumably when I left theatre, and then they replaced that with a clean one before sort of booting me out and saying, right, on your bike. I wouldn't quite say that like that, but anyway, again, I'm jumping the gun. Anyway, so I'm going to be strapped up like this for the next 3 weeks. It's a little bit of pain, but I've got physiotherapy hopefully contacting me latter half of this coming week. In fact, they phoned me up yesterday because I went back for the shoulder clinic this afternoon. Back at Southmead, which is like this huge, huge bloody airport terminal. You know, you don't go to clinics. It's like gate 24, or which is where I had to go yesterday or last Tuesday for the theatre. It's like gate 21 theatre. You know, and so you go there. Like, it was a bit annoying because I didn't know how long it's going to take me to get up there, and I booked a taxi to take me from Bedminster up to Southmead. Okay, and the taxi driver picked me up about 7:45 on last Tuesday. And I thought, well, just give it a bit of time. You never know with traffic in Bristol. It's about the best of times. I mean, Bristol is traffic crazy. It really is sometimes. But that's another story. And so anyway, funny enough, we got there about 8:45, I think it was. No, it wasn't. It was 8:30, we were right. And I was due in at 9. So anyway, I go in there and I'm trying to scan this bloody letter. And it's not recognising. It's got people there to help. And I just said, no, you don't need to scan it. You just go straight up to gate 21. Okay, right. You know, bloody say so on that stunning letter, for God's sake. Anyway. And so anyway, we got there. Okay, fine, gate 21. You go up this lift. And so I get there at about 8:45. Okay, check in. Now, I'll be nil by mouth since about 2:30 that morning. Okay. Actually been nil by, well, hasn't eaten, but no, I tell a little bit of a lie. I'd had water, I'd been allowed to have water up till 7:30 a.m. And I'd had to take these tablets to thin the blood because it wasn't thinning blood, probably, it was to sort of stop the stomach acid. Because if you're obviously lying flat in the theatre, you can rise, you don't want to obviously rise and sort of choke you and all the rest of it. So I'd had to take a tablet on the Monday night. And then I'll take another tablet on the Tuesday morning, along with my normal medication as well. So just after 7, about 7:10, I had my last glass of water. Okay, and then that was it. That was nil from there on until very late afternoon, early evening, really, before I was able to eat anything. Anyway, jumping the gun again. I'm always doing that. Anyway, so I get up there, 9:15, I check in, say, right, yep, okay, right, let's just sit anywhere, and a nurse will call you. So I'm waiting, people coming in, afternoon, being seen, and there's two sections. I was kind of thinking, is this going to be like, because the New Zealand, you've got all these, like, private rooms, although it's NHS hospital, and North Bristol NHS Trust, you know. And, but I think I'll be carted off to one of those, because they said bring a dressing gown and bring slippers, which I had, and obviously bring your medication with, which I had, and I brought the water bag as well, thinking, but the original letter for today's date had said, yeah, bring a water bag, even though I'd spoken to the surgeon previously, I'd said that at the pre-assessment clinic. And he said, oh, you'll be out that day. So, okay, well, still brought one. Wasted time, but anyway. So I brought all of that. And eventually I'm called in by Helen, one of the nurses. And she takes me in. We do a run through. We go through the questionnaire. Say, well, what are you allergic to? I say, elastoplast. Don't know why. I've just had a bad reaction as a toddler, yonks ago. And don't even know what the reaction was, but we've always stayed clear of it. And jokingly said, oh, yeah, anything else, any allergies? Hospitals, you know, the usual standard, you know. Sometimes you get a laugh out of that. Sometimes nurses can see the funny side. It depends how busy they are, stressed they are, bloody minded they are, I suppose. But they seem to sort of, she seemed to laugh at that one. And we jokingly said, well, have you got any, yeah, you go for the health issues. And I said, yeah, well, I've got eczema, mild severe eczema. Very mild asthma. Don't think we've got angina. Don't think we've got diabetes. No. Cancer. God, I hope that helps me that yesterday. Have you got cancer? Well, I have, they haven't told me. But, no, she didn't answer that one. And so, anyway, she said, wait, could you. And then she gave, that's it. Helen then gives me this op gown. Okay, and surgical stockings. Oh, yes. Yes, I'll get on those in a minute. And, no pun intended. But basically what happened was that Tina said, right, okay, can you go back and wait in this small little waiting area? Okay. And then obviously you'll be called to your call. So this is 9:30. Okay. I'm sitting there. Okay, with my coat. Okay, I've got a sort of rugby shirt, long sleeve rugby shirt type top on. I think it was going to be easy to get over the sling. You know, from past experience of being in A&E down the BRI, you know, so I'm sat there, and I've got my bag with the, you know, dressing gown, the slippers, a wash bag, and all the rest of it, and sitting there, and waiting, then I think at about, there were people coming in, people going, and it's a small waiting area, you know, it's very, very, I'm guessing it must be a bad. Obviously, they were busy. I think they actually turfed away, but they had to turn away an elderly patient, an elderly lady. She was obviously sent on the way. She said, well, you know, so we can't do the op today or whatever. I don't know what she was having done, but people came on, I was thinking, okay. And then they just eventually saw me at about just after 1 o'clock, I think it was. So I'd be waiting there from 9:30 to about 1:30-ish, 1:20-ish. Which just goes on, takes me to one side, and go through the whole rigmarole, right, I'm going to be the anaesthetist, blah, 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 you know, we'll be, yeah, I'll be putting the general anaesthetic into you, I'll be there with you throughout the op, monitoring your anaesthetic, upping it, downing it, you know, regulating it during the course of the operation. Okay, that's fine. And so we set back to this small operating area, and I'm thinking, okay, right. And then they sort of about, oh, must be about 20 minutes later, about 22, 1:45. Yeah, they said, oh, could you get into your op gown, please? Yeah, fine, yeah. Ah, we haven't got any room, but there's a little cubicle about, well, think of the sort of changing rooms you get in department stores, okay? That was what I had to get dressed in, or undressed in, and put in the op gown, so, and get these confounded bloody surgical stockings on as well. You know, and there's just something waiting there. It's all blokes down, and so anyway, get that out, put the op on, gown on, and then you've got to try and tie it up around the back, and all the rest of it. And so, anyway, I get there, and I'm walking back with the dressing gown and my Guinness slippers. Other brands of slippers are obviously available. These are the only slippers I had, all right? Don't knock it, all right? And so, there's that. And eventually another leaf test comes about, it's been, what, 10 past 2 or something, quarter past 2, I think it was. And I walked down to theatre. Okay, I'll tell you something. Hospitals are supposed to be good at sort of directing you where you go. If this guy wasn't walking me there, yeah, I'd have got lost easily. Yeah, I'd have turned the wrong gun and ended up in somebody else's theatre. And I go into this place, and it's got, let me say I come to this room. Okay, it's got X-ray marked on the, written on the door. Okay, all right, before we go to the theatre, oh, blooming X-ray. And in there, there's all these banks of monitors with colour, well, a couple of them have colour bars, like you get in a TV studio, and they go, okay, what, just the set for casualty or something, you know, and before they fill that in gold these days. And anyway, there's a bed in the middle of the room, so I take off the slippers, take off the dressing gown, and I take them and lay them down, as asked for by the anaesthetist, but I forgot to tell them actually that was in the left-hand pocket, but anyway, they get me in the bed, shuffle me up, and take the gown, pull the gown down over my left shoulder. They've already, this days, put a big black arrow with marker pen on the right bicep. X marks the spot kind of thing, you know. And I jokingly said to the infants before, obviously last time I'd had the shoulder up about 4 years ago, the left shoulder, they couldn't get the vein because the X with the thick skin, so they had to go and cast me last time. And I said, well, I like a challenge. I thought, yeah, you won't be saying that after you've been with me, that's for sure. She got, yeah, fair play to her, she got the capsula in that thing, yeah, the drippy thing that goes in the back of your hand, and she got that in first, boom. And I thought she hadn't done it because it was really numb. And normally, that's obviously when I've had blood tests, numb this thing, that's a no no, yeah, that the veins just collapse or something like that when you try to get it, but no, she was in, you're in. And so there we are, and she's putting that in, and she can guess, and it's sort of a plastic mask, which kind of makes you a bit woozy. And because he said, right, just lie back, which is what I'm doing anyway, and just, you're just tripped off, just think of something nice, you want a nice relaxing, you go, what do you like to drink? That's why she asked me, what do I like to drink? So, well, anything really, you know. Well, okay, just imagine you have a nice drink of whatever, and you just drift off, and we drifted off, and there we go, and I presume at that point they wheel me into theatre and the opera is performed, because actually I know it's about 20 past 4 and, 10 past 4 I think it was, and I'm in one of the recovery suites, okay, and it's got this other nurse, Jess, who's done all the training at UWE. Everyone does their training at UWE in Bristol. I mean, obviously UWE must be like a world leader for training nurses. I remember asking her, what she prefer to do? Would she like to do in the recovery bit, or would she like to be there in the theatre doing the actual operation? Oh, that's a good question. But she was halfway through her studies, so I think she completed. I can't remember if she completed her studies or not. But anyway, we were nattering, and she was saying, "How do you feel?" Because obviously, I woke up, arm in a sling, and this numbness, this deep some numbness, and throbbing numbness in the right bicep. And I think it's just because the arm was in the sleeves in that sort of constricted, you know, thing. And like I said, I'm running out a blooming time ago on this. So I'm going to have to do another audio artist, aren't I? Bloody hell. Anyway, whilst we have another 40-odd seconds left of this particular audio boom, we'll continue, abated, unabated even, and, we'll check it out. So, anyway. So I said, oh, how do you feel? Now, they've got a different system, and this is really annoying at South, and obviously this is North Bristol NHS Trust, and I'm going to have to call it short because we literally got down to the last 20 seconds of this audio. I mean, and I'm going to just sort of say, you know, thank you ever so much for listening, and I'll catch you on the other side, basically. Bit like going under the knife. And so there we go. Thank you for listening so far, and we will I'll tell you what happens next in the next installment.